And welcome, everybody, to the Captain's America Radio Show and Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, a segment where every week at this time we speak with a different military man or woman serving our country, wherever they happen to be serving America from, right over in the AORs, the forward areas. And we've got a gentleman today. His name is Lieutenant Ben Bracewell. He is a Florida guy from Windermere, Florida. He's over in Bagram, Afghanistan. And Lieutenant Bracewell, thank you for being on Troop Talk Radio and the Captain's America Radio Show, sir.
No problem. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Now, I got to ask you right away, please go out and give a shout out to everybody and anybody that may be listening. And keep in mind, we do stream live on the Internet, and we also have a podcast. So I'm sure everybody that wants to hear you will hear you today. So go right ahead, Lieutenant.
Well, I'm sure my family will be listening, so hi to all of them, and basically just hi to hold everybody in Florida. I'm looking forward to getting back there.
All right. Now, you are over in Bagram, Afghanistan with the HHC 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade, your home base, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, part of what I believe is the 82nd Airborne Division, right?
That is correct.
All right, well, that was my dad's unit in World War II. He jumped over Normandy with him, and I wound up in 101st, and we had a little rift going back and forth for a while, which was a fun thing. I was in 101st. I told him I was in a better unit, so there you go.
I'd have to disagree with you.
Lieutenant
there,
Bracewell, what is it that you do for the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade, sir?
I work as a battle captain in the brigade talk. Basically, we coordinate aviation movements all across the RC. We've got an entire brigade of helicopters, and we work coordinating close air support for troops in contact and medevac for troops who've been injured, as well as movements across the battle space for supplies and VIPs and everything else.
All right, and I understand you got your assignment. You were in country in September. Is that right, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and how long is your tour? Is it for 12 months?
Roger that. I'll be here until September of this year.
All right, very good. Now, with the unit you're working with over there in Bagram, give us an idea of what your average day is like, sir.
Well, most days I come into work around 08, and I spend most of the day on the phone looking at different computer systems and tracking aircraft as they move VIPs around the battlefield, monitoring what the troops got going on the ground. I usually work for about 12 to 13 hours. After that, it's time to hit the gym, and after that, sleep, get up, and do it all over again.
Okay, now everybody seems to take a little bit of home with them when they go to their assignments. So what is it that you are doing over there that keeps you in touch with home? I mean, there's got to be something going on, right? Skype or Internet or telephone or pictures or whatever.
Yeah, I call home every once in a while. For the most part, I like to read a lot and stuff like that, so I spend a lot of time on the Internet and stay current on all the current events back in Florida and everything.
Okay, now, baseball season's getting ready to start up down here. Do you have a favorite team, Lieutenant?
I'm a Devil Rays fan.
All right, and I'm sure when you get the chance that you like showing up at the games, too. Can you see the games over there, Lieutenant Bracewell?
Every once in a while we get a chance to watch them because of the different time schedules and everything. Most of the sports events come on in the middle of the night for us over here, so it's a little more difficult to watch them live, but AFN does a pretty good job of showing replays, and whenever I get a chance, I like to watch it.
All right, very good. And everybody always wants to know how the chow is when you get to those assignments that you've got. How is the food over there, Lieutenant Bracewell?
Well, it's not that bad. I've definitely had worse. I'd say it's a lot better this tour than it was last time I was over here.
Okay, and that leads me to my next question. This is not your first go-around. You have been over there before. So if you had to put your finger on one thing, I believe things are much better now than they were the last time you were there, more than likely. But if you had to put your finger on something, would you say that we have definitely accomplished what we've set out to do over there? I mean, I realize a lot of our young men and women come back and tell me that we're doing a bang-up job over there.
I don't think we've accomplished everything we came over here to do yet, but I think we're definitely making progress, and I think that there's a lot of good things that the Army's been able to do over here as far as helping the local nationals and developing the country. I think we're definitely making progress, yes.
Okay, very good. And Lieutenant Bracewell, you said you are working with the locals, so what's it like to work with the Afghanis over there? We hear a lot of different things about the fact that they haven't had some of the amenities that we've had, and they're learning how to use the internet and communications and whatnot. So how's that, working with those folks?
It's definitely different. It's a unique challenge, just explaining everything to them. Most of them don't speak English very well, so it's a constant challenge, but it's a unique experience, and I'm glad I get a chance to do it.
Okay, and of course, when you're presented with challenges, we had those three famous words: adapt, improvise, and overcome. That we worked with, and I realize Afghanistan is not like one of our areas over here in the United States. There's nothing that compares to it. It's pretty remote over there, isn't it?
Yes, sir. A lot of the areas that I've flown over and stuff like that, you'll go for a long, long, long ways without seeing anything, and then you'll see a little mud village and stuff like that. And some of the areas like Bagram and Kabul are a little bit more built up, but it's definitely a lot of empty space.
Now, Bagram is, there's a large air base there, and I believe Bagram is one of the more, if you could use the word modern, one of the more modern cities in Afghanistan, is it not?
Yes, it is. Bagram and Kabul, which is just to the south, both of them are more developed than a lot of the rest of the country.
Okay. Now, in your job with your unit, the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade over there, a lot of folks over here are always asking, what is it that we could send a unit or an individual over in Afghanistan? If you wanted us to send something, one of our listeners that's listening right now, what is it that you'd like to get that you're not getting?
Well, the one thing that you can always use more of is good coffee. You can always use more coffee.
Okay, so coffee like regular coffee or Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, something like that, or what?
Now, the local favorite in my AO seems to be Dunkin' Donuts. Everybody seems to like that one the best, since it makes it feel like you're back in the States a little bit. You're drinking some quality coffee for a change, you know?
Okay, well, we'll see if we can't make that happen for you. And, folks, we are speaking with Army First Lieutenant Ben Bracewell. His hometown, Windermere, Florida, stationed Fort Bragg, North Carolina, currently over in the forward AOR, Bagram, Afghanistan, HHC, 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade. Well, again, talking about your unit, what is the one thing, Lieutenant Bracewell, that you are the proudest of with that unit you're serving with?
I think that'd be a tough one to put your finger on, but my unit controls medevac assets all over this RC, and we do a lot of work moving wounded soldiers as well as moving wounded local nationals around the area to make sure they get to good health care as quickly as possible after they get injured, whether it's from IED or anything like that. And I think that's one of my favorite things to work with. It's never a good thing, but I think that the amount of professionalism that our soldiers show and the way that we handle these difficult circumstances is definitely something I'm very proud of.
Well, we're very proud of that, too, because back in the Vietnam era, a lot of the injuries that have been sustained today would have been fatal, and there just wasn't the assets available at that time. And if you want to go back even further into Korea or World War II, they would have died pretty much on the spot. So we are saving lives today, and you are a big part of that, you and your unit, the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade, and we salute you and we thank you for your service, all of your unit.
Well, we're glad
now,
you're
Lieutenant Bracewell, being from Windermere, Florida, we talked about baseball and you like the Rays, they're starting up and all that stuff. You know, the Bucks have had a coaching change here, and we're starting to add on to some of the coaching staff. Just hired a new consultant, Butch Davis, the former Miami coach, Cleveland Browns coach, and North Carolina coach, and he's coming into the mix down here now to work with the new head coach from Rutgers, Cheyenne. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So are you a Bucks fan, Lieutenant?
Yes, I definitely am. I'm really looking forward to getting back. I'm hoping to get to another one of the games when I was in college down in Tampa there. It was one of my favorite things. Definitely a good, great atmosphere down there, and I'm looking forward to getting back to that as well.
All right. Well, Lieutenant Bracewell, I want to give you one final opportunity to say hello, goodbye to everybody and anybody that's listening. And keep in mind, you can hear us on the Internet over there in Afghanistan today. And, of course, your family and your relatives all across the country can hear you, too. So go right ahead, Lieutenant.
Well, just tell my family and everything. I'll try to stay in touch a little bit better. And I'm looking forward to getting back there and seeing y'all.
All right, folks, the Captain's America Radio Show and Troop Talk Radio rolls on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a lot more. God bless America, and thank you very much for the service of our brave military men and women. We'll be right back.